What's up, everybody? Happy Monday Night Football from Heinz Field. Going out to the stadium through the tunnel right now. And I like to do this before we do On the Scene because I kind of give you an idea of what you're going to face. This might be the most breathtaking entrance that I've seen in quite some time. And it looks like it's just a simple field out here, right? You just walk through. It's traditional tunnel. Nothing really, right? You just Steelers logo, and then you start getting to the bottom of the tunnel, and it just takes your breath away. You start seeing fall foliage. You see it open up as we walk out, and we look out onto the Pittsburgh skyscraper scene, which is actually very, very cool. I've got to admit, I didn't know what to expect from Pittsburgh. It was my first time here. It's been fantastic. We've had a great time, had a great sandwich at Primanti Brothers. Yeah, I checked off something on my bucket list today. It was fantastic. But when you scan this stadium, it's honestly breathtaking. It's fantastic. And I walked down here a few hours, about 5 or 6 hours ago when I was walking on my own. And from the outside, it looks gargantuan. But you get inside and you realize it's got a really intimate feel right here at Heinz Field. I do wonder, though, if I like Hunt's ketchup, am I in trouble? Either way, I don't eat a lot during the game, but it would be nice. You can hear in the background Danielle Bradbury of Cypress. Yes, Cypress, Texas, suburb of Houston. She's going to be singing the national anthem. I don't know if Pittsburgh knows about this, but Cypress is a suburb of Houston. Yeah, Houston, like the Texans. That's kind of cool. Maybe that's a good omen for the Texans tonight. As I wrote Friday with my breakfast with the Bulls, Monday Night Football means something completely different to my demographic than maybe to Jay's. For Jay, 20-something, Sunday Night Football is the big deal. But to me, growing up, I'm in my 40s. I watched Monday Night Football. That was always the cool night. Dandy Don, you had Howard Cosell, you had Frank Gifford. It was a scene. Monday Night Football was always really, really cool. So for me tonight, these guys are going to be my neighbors. I got to tell you, this is a really cool night for me that I'll be on the sidelines and I'll be butted up against the Monday Night Countdown set. I've already seen Trent Dilfer. He's over there on the phone. I tried to get him to come over here, but he said no because I was a former defensive back. He's a quarterback. There's that whole thing. So we kind of butted heads. But maybe, I don't know, maybe Ray Lewis. I wonder what Ray Lewis feels like walking into this place as an announcer and not as a Raven. I'm sure that's a pretty interesting feel. But the Monday Night Countdown said you can see Arian, you can see JJ on one side, and you see Ben and Antonio Brown on the other side. But it just has that big game feel. It was like last week against the Colts. You had that. But it was on the other sideline. This is now in my dojo. They're going to have to pay me rent tonight. And hopefully at the end of the night, we'll have a W as we fly back to Pittsburgh. This is John Harris on the scene from Heinz Field. We'll see everybody next week. We'll be in Nashville. I don't even know what the name of the stadium is now. It's changed about 3 or 4 different times. We'll be in Nashville, but we got to take care of this one tonight. Monday Night Football. Be there.